Blog Talk Radio.
You are fake news.
That is absolutely right. You're listening to the President of the United States vocalize his feelings about what's going on around the United States. If you've been watching the news within, I'd say, the last 2 years, perhaps, I'm sure you'll discover by now that there's a lot of fake news going on, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm talking about counterfeit. You don't want to spend this type of money. It's all counterfeit. You'll get arrested. If the news was money, it's all fake, ladies and gentlemen. Now, I won't say all of it. Let me take that back. You got some good news sources out there. Fox, you know, they drop some pretty good news. And there's a lot of YouTubers out there like myself and many other conservative YouTubers that are putting some good news out there. And that's why you got so much fake news. That is why they're combating all of the alternative sources of news that's going on right now. They're coming down heavy on us, y'all. They're coming down on us like a sledgehammer. They're hitting us with the Peter Gabriel, you know, sledgehammer coming down on us for real. But you know what? Life goes on. We're going to still continue to combat all of this garbage that's going on. We're going to still continue to try to make some sense out of this nonsense that's going on. And we're back here this week to talk about a lot of stuff that's happening around the United States and around the world. You're listening to Kevin and Kevin's Corner. And we are live on air. I'm going to give you all a number if you want to call in. The phone number to call in is 319-527-6092. That is 319-527-6092. I'm trying out my new fancy microphone today, y'all. And I'm going to tell you right now, it sounds like I'm inside of my own head right here. This microphone is so sensitive. I can hear all the P's and the Q's. Yeah, I even hear that. I might even be able to hear my own thoughts. Let that sink in. Now, today, I got several guests on the line. Last week, right before we hung up, we started getting to some deep stuff. And I said to these brothers that I got to have y'all back this week. And they said, yeah, man, we'd be free. Let's make it happen. And I know they've been dropping some material out there throughout the week that maybe they can share a little bit about. And we're going to be talking about some of the stuff that's transpired within the last week, too. The news cycle moves extremely fast down here in America. It's crazy. 1 minute they're talking about Stormy Daniels. Next minute they're talking about China. I mean, it's all over the place. So we're going to be touching on that. Before we get into it, number one more time is 319-527-6092. You can call in, and if you want to chat, you have to push the number one. Okay, you got to push one. Don't just call in and sit on the line now, because, see, I'll think, in my mind, I'm thinking, you know, you just want to hang out and listen to the show. So you got to push one and then go from there. So, with no further ado, first of all, I got a couple people on the line now. Who am I speaking with? You're on the air.
Listening.
Yeah. Caller, you're on the air. Caller, you're on the air with Kevin in Kevin's Corner. Who am I speaking with? Hello?
Hello.
Yes, caller, you're on the air with Kevin in Kevin's Corner. Who am I speaking with?
This is Tamika. I just called to listen.
Oh, you just called to listen? Okay, well, I'm going to go ahead and mute you and get set up for my guests, okay? I'm glad you called in. Now, if you want, if you do want to chime in, just press 1 and you'll be able to chime in.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, thank you. All right. And, caller, you're also on the air. Can you hear me? Maybe my callers didn't call in yet. Hello?
Hola.
We're going to give them a few minutes there, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to give them a few minutes. And in the meanwhile, I'm going to get into a couple things that I noticed throughout the week. Now, first of all, you hear the media always complaining about President Trump. He's attacking the media and freedom of the press. And they're trying to make him seem like a dictator, which kind of blows my mind. For the simple fact, first of all, CNN, MSNBC, and all the rest of them If President Trump was a dictator, you wouldn't be out there crying saying President Trump's a dictator, because dictators don't allow the news to get out there and say things like that. That's first of all. And secondly, I saw a clip today where he said that the fake news is the enemy of the people, which is absolutely true. And I'm going to tell you why I feel that way. The news is responsible for shaping the mind of a lot of people. The news, when you look at it, it's not just an entertainment program or something like that. The news is supposed to be taken seriously. And when you look at an entity like the news, if they were to use that in an incorrect way, it could either help or hurt society. It's kind of like giving a kid superpowers or something. If that kid is not mature enough to use those powers correctly, then you're in trouble. And so when it comes down to the news, they've been given a high amount of authority and trust. And so when they have a tendency to shape a narrative or to leave out information or to insert their own opinion or feelings about something that they know will create people to kind of think a certain way or develop a certain mentality, that's dangerous. And, you know, as you see this last, say, year or so, with all of the rhetoric, all of the narratives that's been pushed out there, when I talk to a lot of people who hate President Trump, all they're doing is echoing what the news has told them. So to me, I'm thinking to myself, that is dangerous to the people. I think my caller is calling in. Let me check here and see if I got him on the line, my guest. Hello, this is Kevin from Kevin's Corner. Who's on the line?
Hey, the Hayes Brothers calling in, bro.
Is this the Hayes Brothers?
It is.
Yeah, we were just on the line.
You were trying to talk to us, but we can hear you, but apparently you couldn't hear us.
I couldn't hear y'all, man. I thought y'all had threw the towel in. I thought y'all abandoned me. I thought the lid might have got hooked out there.
Okay. We already ready to go in for the Democrats. You know, we always ready to go in.
Good, because I was about to round up the posse, man. You know, I'm old school. Yeah, I was about to hit them with the round up the posse. We're going after the Hayes Brothers. They done got to them. Yeah, man. That's what I'm talking about.
Hey, we got to stay going.
You got to, man. Yeah, and so I was just, as I was about to introduce you guys, bring y'all on the line, I was talking about the whole subject of the news or the fake news being the enemy of the people. And I was saying how, you know, I was watching Jim Acosta. You know who he is, right?
Jim Acosta.
Old Jimmy Crack Corn. Yeah. So Jimmy Crack Corn, I don't care, had the nerve to be at a rally. And he got all in his feelings, man. You know, Donald Trump's people, they was out there saying bad things about Jim, you know, is out there saying CNN sucks. And apparently these things are not true. That's according to Jim. You know, he said, right behind me, the audience is very, they're really, you know, loud. They're energized. They're saying things like CNN sucks and fake news and go home. Of course, you know, that's not true. And I wanted to be like, lies, all lies, Jim. Jim is lying about the people lying. You know, that's the bad part. The man was lying about the people lying.
About the people lying.
Yeah, and so what do you think about that? Yeah, let me ask you, man. Do you think that they know that they're lying and they're fake news? Or do you think they really believe the crap that comes out of their mouth? Talk to me, man.
They know. They already know the deal. At least most of them do anyway. Like, who was it that they said it's just a bunch of crap, like the whole Russell thing. Like, it's nothing there.
You had Van Jones.
Nothing burger. You know, you watch Project Veritas with James O'Keefe. He came out with that and showed them, like, on camera. They didn't even know. He went in there, got them on camera saying that, oh, yeah, this whole Russell thing, it's a nothing burger, you know. It's no big deal. It's just something for ratings. It's all about the ratings. So they already know. You know, most of them lie. They know it's about the ratings. They know it's all about the money. So whatever brings in more cash and more ratings, they're going to speak on it, whether it's true or not. So now it's to the point where it's getting so bad It's like you just said, Jim Acosta's sitting there talking, and the people are right behind him, but yet he's still lying. They're telling, they're saying, you are fake news. Fake news, get out of here. You are fake news. And he's saying, they don't know what they're talking. It's, we're not faking, you know, all this lie, these lies. No, the people have spoken, my friend.
Yes,
no matter what
yes
they
the
do,
people
man.
Have. And you know what? Sometimes you got to call a square a square and a circle a circle. I made a video today. I haven't uploaded it. But, you know, if I weigh about, you know, 400 or 500 pounds and somebody come up to me and they hit me with the fat boys, like, you know, I can't get sensitive, man. I can't be talking about, man, I ain't fat, man. Why you doing the fat boys, man? I ain't even fat, man. I got to eat that. I got to say, you know what, dude, you called it like you saw it. My bad. I might need to take a lap or two. But what I ain't going to do is be in denial. You know what I'm saying? People have a tendency to recognize garbage when they see it, for the most part.
Yes.
You know,
oh, yeah.
And the jig is up, man. You know, people see that CNN, MSNBC, ABC, CBS, pretty much all the liberal stations have it in for Trump. And it's very hard to trust anything that comes out their mouth because the first thought is, what's your motive? You know, I question the sincerity of your reporting. You know, what are you really trying to do? How are you trying to sway the minds of the people? So when President Trump says the enemy of the people, fake news is the enemy of the people. Well, I have a tendency to believe that. And even though they're trying to twist it and make it seem like, oh, he's attacking freedom of press. No, he's attacking fake news. And when you report biased news to try to create a narrative or to divide the people or to keep information from the people or to impute fake information into the people, you then are the enemy of the people. Because if you think about it, fellas, when I watch what they're doing by reporting all of this stupid stuff, it's tearing the country apart, man, because we got a population of people who really believe it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so I'm thinking to myself, you're doing the country a disservice, and you're not allowing us to grow, to move forward, to have progress. You're pushing this false Russia junk, and you got one of my good friends that I speak to on Facebook believing this crap. So I'm sitting there like, you're enemy of the people, because you're hurting people I know. Y'all talked to some friends, personal people, that when they echo some of this stuff, you're like, oh my god, how can you believe this? You know, like, dude, we grew up together or something like that. It kind of breaks your heart.
It does.
I mean,
yeah.
The sheep always think the shepherd is a good guy until they find out that he's going to kill them.
Right, exactly.
But don't think he's not even realize he's slitting your throat.
Right,
yeah.
Exactly.
And another thing you said, Kevin, another thing you said, man, as far as like, you know, fake news and the bias that they stand on when they're presenting their news. Most people, they know for a fact that most people that are watching the news, they're going to be, because I mean, I got to a lot of the views and stuff. It was a time where there wasn't that many news sources or media outlets for people to go to get the information.
So you had to go to one of them.
Yeah, so, and they also know that people are coming, watching them to get the truth. That's what they're coming for, to get the truth. Now, when you have a biased outlook on something and you're presenting that and saying, no, we're not biased, we're presenting the truth, but your biases are clearly being seen from the information that you're presenting, and then you got other people like, okay, well, that's not what I heard from my sources and my information I'm getting from, so what are you doing? And you're still saying, no, we're not biased. If they were to just come up and say, yeah, we are biased, this is what we believe, that would drop their ratings, and that's why they don't do that. But it would drop their ratings, but I think it will make things a lot more clear. So individuals who want to hear this type of rhetoric, they'll go here. Individuals who want to, you know, hear this other thing, the truth, they'll go through the other outlets and sources. But the truth will be the truth, you know?
Exactly.
They won't be so confusing. Because now it's so confusing because they're still saying, this is true. And the individuals who are watching that, they're actually believing it, like you just said.
They're doing
so,
a disservice. They paint themselves as unbiased.
Yeah.
And they always have painted themselves as unbiased. But you see the bias. It'll, like you said, it'll be different if they went out and just said, we left-wing and we support leftist ideals. And this is what we stand for. And then if I want to be a leftist, I want to go look at leftist ideals, I'll go to you.
Mm-hmm. But the truth will be
right.
Very distinguishable.
And to me, that's the most dangerous part when it comes to CNN, I'm going to tell you, I can almost lightweight, but not all the way, respect MSNBC because we already know they're left, you know, they're liberal.
Yeah.
But CNN tries to play the whole what? I ain't even do nothing. You know, that's the worst. You're sitting there catching them. You're catching them doing stuff, and then they turn around like, what'd I do? I ain't even do nothing. You know, CNN, if they were a guy in a club trying to holler at a girl, they would be undressing her with his eyes. And then when you say, are you looking me up and down? What is this? And I'm just admiring your beauty. And everything about the body language, is letting you know, okay, this guy got a motive, but he's trying to make himself seem like, nah, you know what I mean? I'm just saying, checking out that sweater you got on. You know? I mean,
You can get
assaulted
for just, I mean, you can get held up just for looking at somebody else.
Right, yeah, you're right. And you know, and you know what's funny, man? I used to conduct seminars with guys and girls. We talk about all these different issues, and you would be surprised that how people would just respect honesty. You know, when you run into somebody. And you're going, dude, just tell me. Like, it's like the homeless guy who comes up to you and he gives you a big story. And, you know, when I used to stop at this one gas station, I used to live in Cincinnati, this lady would come up to me and I could tell she was on some type of, you know, drugs.
Oh, yeah.
Most likely it was crack. If it wasn't crack, she looked very crackish. I would just say that. And she would come up, to me and she would ask me every time, but it would be for some random amounts of change that would just throw me off, you know. And she had the same story. And it would be like, excuse me, I was on my way to Dayton, and I got my kids in the car, and my car's around the corner. It broke down, and I'm trying to get to Dayton. Do you have $1.03 I can borrow? And I'm like, 3 cents? But here's the bad part, fellas. She would go in the store, come back out, and forget she had already talked to me and run it right back. Excuse me.
Man.
And I would sit there and let her go through the whole spiel, and it would end up being a different amount. And so I was wondering if you got $1.74 that I can borrow.
Yeah.
I mean, why not 75? Why not just an even 75? But my point is, already know that you don't, you're conning me versus the guy that just comes up and say, hey, man, hey, I'm an alcoholic. And I need some beer. Can I get $1, man? You know. Now I can respect that. I know what I'm doing. I know what I'm getting into. And with CNN, they're coming with the excuse me. We neutral news.
Right.
Yeah. Versus just straight coming out and saying, "Hey, look, man. We liberal. We in the tank for Hillary and the rest of the Dems. If you want to watch, it's great." And that's why I don't understand why they're trying to censor YouTube, Twitter, Facebook. My thought is this: let the people go to whatever they want to listen to.
Uh-uh,
I mean,
they can't do that.
They
can't do that.
Yeah, that's too. Yeah,
they can't do that. Like you standing there with a match in your hand, telling them, "No, I don't want to burn America down." And the rest of us sit on here like, "Yeah, we got the bucket of water. Don't go to them. No, come to us." We ain't trying to burn it down. We're trying to weed out all the other options where you just come back to us like it used to be. What happened to the good old days? We was the only ones that was on the TV.
Right. Exactly. Hey, fellas, we got a caller, man. Let's see who's on the line. Hold on 1 second. Hello, caller. You're talking to Kevin at Kevin's Corner and the Hayes Brothers. Who am I speaking with?
Hey, Kevin. This is Jay from South Florida.
What's going on, my friend?
Not much. How are you doing?
Man, I'm doing great. We all back on the wheels of steel tonight. That's an old school term back in the day when DJs really had records, you know. now those guys do, man, is they just push a couple buttons, go get a drink while the music plays.
Right,
I'm
right.
Like, wait a minute, man. You having the music do your job. I'm like, get back on the wheels of steel, man. You know?
Yeah.
Anyway. But
hey, what's up,
last...
Hayes Brothers?
What's going on, my brother? Love from Florida.
Not much. Yes, and I watch you guys in Arizona, so you know, I watch a whole you guys come together. That was really, really special.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
That was real nice. Oh. That was real nice. And we're gonna have to run it back. In fact, I watched oh man, that's my fault. I didn't realize that my equipment was on, and I didn't also realize this microphone picks up everything. Right now I'm probably hearing y'all thoughts, man. This is crazy.
Well, you know
this mic is catching everything. But anyway, I saw Brandon Tatum. They're out in, I think, California. They just watched a premiere.
He's out there.
Yeah, they watched Death of a Nation.
Death of a Nation.
Yeah. And Brandon said it was the best. Now these are big words. Now understand. I took it with a grain of salt because I know we all passionate about, you know, this whole movement. But the man said, this is what the man said. Now, I'm just going to say, you know, that's what the man said. The man said that it was the best movie he had ever seen. Now, you know, coming up in a black neighborhood, you know, we exaggerate. Man, that's the best food ever. You know what I'm saying? I ain't never had no Kool-Aid taste that good, you know, and we just kind of understand what that means. It's really good Kool-Aid. You know, that's all it means. It just means it's really good Kool-Aid. But the man said it was the best movie he had ever seen. So I'm gonna have to do it. You know, I mean, I was gonna see it anyway, but I'm definitely gonna have to go see it and give some feedback on it, because I've been watching Dinesh D'Souza on TV lately, and he's been exposing the left bad. I mean, he be laying it out on them. You know, so anyway, man. Yeah, he's doing his thing. So what's going on down there in Florida, man? Talk to us. I know we were all on the phone last week before we ran out of time, and we were talking about – I forget the topic, man. What were we talking about, right?
I don't remember, but I just wanted to say something new. Before I even say what I want to say, Dinesh D'Souza, I put him as one of those intellects that I respect, like him and Ben Shapiro, Jordan Peterson, Thomas Sowell. You know, those guys, when they talk and they do things, I respect them because they open your mind to what you're thinking. Like, especially people on the left, he destroys all their talking points. And with Dinesh, I want to order a book. I'm going to order the book, The Big Lie. I want to get that. But the movie, I do want to see that, and Hillary America.
Hillary America.
But, I want to ask you guys, Kevin, I know you're from Ohio, so I don't know if you heard what, like, the LeBron, him building a school, saying that, you know, he put money into that, but, you know, people don't read the fine print of what he did. And people, you know, the news say that he built the school, but if you really read the fine print, he put millions of dollars to put his name on the school. And that's a different... meaning by putting your name on a school, because to buy an outright school, I would respect him even more, but really he's only putting his name on it. And people need to understand that he didn't buy the school. He just put his name on it. And people, the news, trying to prop him up saying, oh, see, LeBron, he does a lot for the community. But if you really want to do a lot for the community, take most of your money and buy the school in full, you know, so... But I just don't like the guy because he dissing Donald Trump. That's what people need to stop doing.
See, that's my thing too, man. You know, I watched him because he's not – actually, where I live, the school is no more than probably 40, 45 minutes away from me. And, you know, I know his high school. Actually, my high school used to play against his high school and still does.
Yeah.
So high school that he graduated from. And, you know, here's what kills me, man. I respect, as a former athlete myself, I respect athletes, but I don't like when they try to bring in politics and push their agenda. Because, see, now they don't realize, man, they could gain something like a school. Even if he put his name on it or put some money in it or whatever, I looked at what the school is attempting to do, which is all positive if they have the funding to do it and the resources. But what's getting me, it's hard now to throw all my support behind it, knowing that this man is adamant about just attacking the president. And I'm thinking, if he only knew, like, is for no reason, to be honest. I mean, he's just a victim of the same manipulation as a lot of the other people running around. And the sad part is if he would have remained neutral, he could have support from Republicans, Democrats, liberals, conservatives, everybody. You know, it was just like the NFL, who everybody loved until they decided we want to start talking about politics. Now you divide your audience, and that's just bad for business, man. I mean, I looked at, I think it was LeBron, they showed his interview where he's supposed to be talking about the school, and then he lets the media bait him every time, taking right into politics by asking him, you know, questions that make him, you know, say what he feels about Trump and whatever. And I'm listening to some of the stuff about the school. I'm like, oh, that sounds like a nice, you know, school. They got some nice programs, things like that. And then sure enough, it was all just trumped by him starting to go into politics. And now I'm not even thinking about the school no more. You know, I wasn't thinking about
me too.
All the stuff. Immediately I'm like, what is this cat talking about? Now, at the same time, they put on the Dallas Cowboys quarterback for this year. What's his name? I forget the young man.
Dak Prescott.
What is it?
Dak Prescott.
Yeah. Okay. Prescott. Yep. So then they show a clip of him where he begins to talk about, look, football is not a place where we should even be talking about this. I mean, we should be focused on football, you know, keep that stuff outside of football. Now, I'm a Steelers fan. I can't stand the Cowboys. They're like our internal enemies. But at the same time, at that point, I was smiling a little bit on the inside, but not all the way, but a little bit on the inside. You know, for a second, I became almost a quick Cowboys fan, not because I love the Cowboys, but because I respected this man's courage, first of all, because right now it seems like the liberal media, along with the Democrats, and this push is attacking any famous person that dares to either not throw mud on the president, to, you know, even if they remain neutral, they get attacked. Like Kim Kardashian was on, I think, I forget one of them late night shows, but they tried to bait her.
Jimmy Kimmel, she was there.
And he tried to bait her into going in on the president, and it didn't work. And she took backlash for it because they want everybody that they to run in their little circle. You can't just say I'm indifferent. It got to be, no, you have to hate the president or else. You can't give us no neutral answer. You can't give us and so I respected the Cowboys quarterback for saying that, and he won a lot of respect from me. Now, I ain't going to become no Cowboys fan, don't get me wrong, but nonetheless, I respected the man. And you know, I don't even want to have the feeling of, do I choose to watch the NFL or not because of some of the knuckleheads that want to protest and some of them who don't. You know, I don't even want to have to deal with that, man. All I wanted to do was watch football. That's it, man. And the same thing with LeBron. I'm not even a basketball fan, but, you know, during the playoffs, I get into it. But this year, I couldn't even watch it. You know, I mean, I'm sitting here, and every time they're interviewing these guys after the game, you know, the president's out there, and I'm going to see now, I hope you lose. I wish they could both lose. Him and Steph Curry, I wish it would have been a double loss this year, man. You know, and I'm thinking, just play your sport. And then when you get out, if you want to run for office, that's fine. But don't isolate so many of your fans and your audience by trying to be a politician and an athlete at the same time.
Right,
crazy,
and
man.
Even on the one of former Cowboys, the tight end, Jason Witten, when he retired, he just said something the last couple of days about, he said Twitter, but I think he wants to say Black Twitter is very destructive to the Black community because he said players will be on their phone at halftime to see what's on Twitter or social media or what's going on in the world instead of reading their playbook. These athletes and celebrities, they read these Twitter and social media about what's going on with social problem, and, you know, it's poisoning their mind. And people, you know, were saying that Twitter just you know, they don't read facts. They just read by what people say on social media, and that's what's causing a lot of this divide in America. People are going by what people say on social media, and social media is not facts.
Right, exactly. Yep. Hey, and guess what, y'all? We got us a guest calling in from New York. I'm about to bring them on because I think they've been listening to our conversation. Hold on, let's see. Oh, somebody might have hit the wrong thing. Hold on. Caller, you're on the air with Kevin and Kevin Corner. Can you hear me? Who am I speaking with?
I can hear you, sir. Who are you speaking with? You're speaking with Shalal Collins from Brooklyn, New York.
Is that right? Hey,
it
y'all.
Is correct.
It's Shala. She's on the line with us, y'all. And check this out. She's from New York. Now, check it out. If y'all haven't seen her video. Yeah, you see me slide the song in, you know what I'm saying? Concrete jungle where dreams are made of. On all that stuff, I think she just got cut off. I'm not sure. Yeah.
Did
you,
I?
You still there, Shalom?
I'm here. All right,
do I still got the Hayes Brothers?
We're here.
Now, if you don't know, now you know. Shalom has been in the game now for, how long has it been since you've been dropping some YouTube videos?
Since I opened up my big mouth, I did that in June, actually at the end of June, like June 29th to be exact.
So fellas, you're going to have to check out.
Oh, I'm fresh. Only as far as the video thing goes. That's about it. I've been in this game for a while. So.
Right, yeah. She's like, look, I ain't still wet behind the ears, okay? All right? Yeah. She's like, my nose ain't runny. I ain't on Similac. I'm on solid. But she's been dropping. Matter of fact, I'm not sure if y'all, I'm sure y'all are aware of the Me Too movement. But she was one of the first videos that, you know, I heard about it kind of briefly. But then all of a sudden, I start seeing her picture popping up on all these different channels and Twitter. And, you know, I'm sitting there like, wait a minute, hold on, you know. And I don't know who got hold to it, but they just start spreading it, man. Next thing you know, she dropped a video out there and a couple more videos, and you've been doing it pretty consistent. Now, Shala, have you got a chance to check out the Hayes Brothers?
No, I have not.
Don't do it like that.
You know I'm gonna have to now.
It got to be your mission. So what's going on, Shala, out in New York? You've been listening to what we've been talking about for a few minutes.
I have. I think I want to say that I may have heard you guys at the end where you were kind of talking about LeBron. And I couldn't agree more. I wish they would just shut the hell up. Don't care about your politics. Ain't got nothing to do with anything. Please entertain me. That's all I need you to do. I pay a lot of money. I think all of us pay a lot of money to be entertained. Stop telling me your political views because they don't appeal to me and they mean absolutely nothing to me.
And they don't make sense.
It doesn't. If you're going to be a philanthropist and you want to donate money and be charitable, I'm all for that. May God bless you and continue to bless you going forward. But please leave the politics alone.
Right.
It's just not necessary.
It's really not. And you know what's funny? Is the left is making the same mistake as they did the first time because they're concerned about the midterm. They were concerned about the November elections, and they already bringing in Hollywood entertainers.
And they're gonna get slaughtered again.
I'm saying like, okay, why would you bring an unrelatable group of people in to promote for your party? And see, here's the other thing about LeBron James. Okay, I'm just gonna put it out there, y'all. I'm gonna put it. You know me. I'm gonna try to make some sense out of nonsense. I couldn't even focus on what the man was talking about because of that chin strap he had on his face while he was talking. Okay. I was like, where is the helmet to the chin strap? Okay.
Oh, God.
I was like, this man is walking around with nothing but a chin strap. Man, hey, that beard looked like they Velcroed it on. I'm like, what is that wrapped around his chin? Yeah, he had the full blown Abe Lincoln. Yeah, he had the Abe Lincoln 2 4 years and 4 scores ago. I mean, I was like, you got to be kidding me. You got to be hot with that. Anyway, y'all, I don't went secular now. I didn't got off track. I stopped being political and got comedian.
That's
yeah,
okay.
But the,
it's okay. We need that.
Right.
Go
yeah.
ahead.
And mm-hmm. In the bottom line, you know, I want so bad for, because I, you know, when it comes down to the left and people out there that's arguing against Trump, on one end, it makes me mad. And then on the other end, it makes me sad because I know they really believe it. But the people who's getting them to believe it, they don't even believe it. Like these people who's feeding a Russian narrative and feeding Trump's a traitor and all this, they don't even believe that stuff. They just are taking advantage of people out there that are vulnerable and ignorant enough to believe it. So when I hear a LeBron, I think the guy genuinely wants to help, you know, the
mm-hmm.
black neighborhood,
mm-hmm.
the kids, and all that stuff. I think he's sincere, but he's
no,
just
he's been manipulated.
He's been manipulated, and,
been
right? And they love him. You know, when you can get a person who echoes. And now think about how the difference in how they attack Kanye versus LeBron. I mean, full blown embracing of him. Yeah, he can get up, and anybody who supports Trump is going to get the business and in entertainment. But anybody who supports, you know, the left, they hail them as, you know, kings and queens. And I'm thinking, mm-hmm. okay, where is the outrage? And on the right, we don't even sit back and say, we're going to attack this person so much about their political beliefs that they're going to have to apologize if they want their career to continue. You know, we might say something here or there, but we don't do what they do. When people on
not at all.
Yeah. When the people on the left hears a comedian or an actor or singer or somebody remotely support Trump, like the girl from Canada, who was the girl from Canada who said that if she was in America, she would have voted for Trump, and they made her apologize.
I think it was like Shania Twain or something.
Yeah,
one
something
of
like
these
that.
People went, then had her backtrack in her statements, like, man.
That's going to make me mad. Like, if you're going to stand
man.
With something, don't go apologize to nobody. I'm not
exactly.
going to apologize. Forget you.
Aren't we all adults?
Right.
What is this?
Yeah.
It's ridiculous. It's insane.
It's ridiculous to see them punk people and make that's some old school playground stuff. Like, say you're sorry. You better say you're sorry. You know? I'm like, are you kidding me? You know?
They get thugged. They thug them.
Well, you know what it is, y'all. It's money talks and bull crap walks. Because, see, when you say something like that, and you know your publicist and agent probably call you like, hey, listen, Kanye, baby, what are you doing, man? You're ruining everything. I got some gigs lined up, and, I mean, they're canceling on you. You know, like, they have, the left have put together a strategic plan to derail anybody in that industry that goes against the status quo, and they're good at it.
Yep.
They know how to attack every area of your life to make you miserable.
Yep.
And that is why I think even when it comes down to the Republican leadership, when I look at the rhinos, they are the softest dudes. I mean, they are soft.
Oh, yeah.
Soft.
Oh, yeah.
I'm thinking to myself, how you going to have control of Congress and yet y'all can't get nothing passed.
That's
you know, y'all,
mm-hmm.
y'all would not take a stance against the Democrats when it comes down to illegal immigration, none of that stuff. If they don't get this wall, if they don't deal with illegal immigration, I might go door to door and judo chop every one of the rhinos on the neck.
I would like to say this. And actually, just to correct you earlier, Kevin, you said the Me Too movement. Shalai ain't part of that.
Oh, yeah, my fault.
Ain't part
my
of
fault.
Me Too.
Yeah, yeah. Not
what
the Me
she
Too.
Was referring to was the whole walk away, right?
Yeah.
So,
yep, I sure
I mean,
was.
You know, and I was talking about it in one of my videos, and, you know, about them being careful with the labels, because it's not saying you're walking away. We just going to go throw, I'm just going to go throw my support on the Republican Party, because I was critical of both. And if you ask me, I see them as one big conglomerate. Trump was simply the outsider. So they both part of the same damn party. At the end of the day, really in this country, you really only have one damn party. And if we really look at it, how are they not supporting his agenda? How is it everybody on board with getting certain things done? Why don't we want this wall? I mean, why are we waiting? Don't we have the numbers? Why are people on the fence? Why is there still questions about things? Like, it's like, seriously? But, I mean, it's being revealed to the American people. I mean, if you was just calling yourself a so-called Republican, well, guess what? Grass ain't that green on your side either. So just look at it for what it is. Opportunists are opportunists, and all they are concerned about is reelection. That's it.
That's right. You hear that, fellas? She's dropping it like it's hot.
Trump has the power. He got what he needs. This is constitutionally, he can make it happen. He can make the wall happen. He can. But if he presses forward, they're gonna just say, oh yeah, he's just a dictator. See what he did? He's just a dictator. He just got the money to do it without.
And guess what? At a certain point, I hope he just turns gangster and says, so what? That's right. I'm doing that.
Because that's what they're forcing his hand. And here's my thing when it comes to President Trump, and even going into the 18 elections, they got us in a pickle to a degree, for the simple fact you have a certain degree of Republicans who you know are garbage right now. Some of them are lame duck because they're about to bounce. Then you got others that are scared to make a move one way or another because they scared about, you know, the fallout. You know, they don't have the guts to take a stand and deal with the heat.
Mm-hmm.
And
on one end,
you're saying to yourself, do I vote? Because what I can't do in all good conscience is vote for a Democrat right now. I just cannot put another Democrat in Congress, in the Senate, nothing. So now you're going, man, I got to pick the less of two evils and hope that these knuckleheads, if we keep them in power, hope that they will get behind the president. And see, what we really need is we need an overwhelming majority so we don't have to rely on the Democrats' votes. If it's too close, because I do think we're going to retain power in the House and in the Senate. They are overestimating this quote-unquote, what is it, a blue wave supposed to be? They're overestimating it.
Why would you believe it? We know what just happened in 2016. It's all about manipulating and manufacturing consent so y'all all could believe, they're going to take back the House. That's what's going to happen. It didn't happen in 2016. I didn't believe the numbers when they was putting them out there then.
They got six seats vacant, and they only got 193 seats out of the Republican 236 seats. They got a lot of work to do, and that's just you're exactly right.
Hey, but here's the other part about it. Y'all ready for this? And their socialist party. That's the funny part. I'm thinking,
they have no identity. It's done. I mean, even if there were moderate Dems on the side, I guarantee. And we also underestimating this whole walk away. Yeah, they're underestimating it because it's still going on. And every day, the more videos that come out, that encourages people. I knew I had my ear on the ground in 2016 to know what was going on because I was on social media. I did not watch CNN. I did not watch MSNBC, any of these news outlets at all. I just paid attention to social media, and I was like, yes to Trump. And I wasn't even on his side where he was like, listen, y'all listen to the media. He was like, social media is where it's at. And he was right. So I just don't see
it. And you know,
I think that
is why they are trying to get a preemptive strike going against social media because, see, that was one thing they didn't take into account when it came down
to
the last vote. I mean, the last election. They were not expecting people to rely on just basically sharing information and alternative, you know, resources.
Yep.
Because
yep.
every stupid narrative and storyline that they were putting out, people were blasting it online. I mean,
yep.
and it was making way more sense than the false narrative that they were running with. They were exposing Hillary all over the place because, see, they were condensing and consolidating the information. Like, people who were too lazy to go look and read all of Hillary's emails, you had people on social media who was just giving you, here it is, Dale. Here's the top 10 things you know you want to know in Hillary's email. And they were just killing them. And they saw it, and so they're like, okay, here's two. I think these are the two major preemptive strikes that they're doing for the 18 elections. One, they're going to try to push this fake Russian narrative for everything. Anything that happens bad to them at this point is Russia. Okay, so they already started with it, you know, and it is sad, man. If it rains today, Russia.
Terrence had me dying laughing the other day. I pulled up his Twitter feed and he was like, I wish the Russians would hack my credit report.
Oh, right. Right. Exactly. I'm going to be like, what? Wait a minute, hold on. I'll be like, wait a minute, I got a 300? 300? No, man, hold up. Let's check that again, man. Did the Russians, because see, last I checked, it was like a 950, something like that.
Crazy.
They were saying something about, you know, it was off the scale. They couldn't even grade it, man. It was crazy. It was so high. But hey, you should have Russians didn't get it. I mean, it's that bad when it comes down. And it's so obvious because they're for anybody to start making an excuse before the game. That's like a person making an excuse before a boxing match. You know, you sitting there like, yeah, man, you know, I'm looking forward to the Mahomes fight, but I'm gonna be honest though, my wrist kind of sore, and this one eye been bothering me a little bit, and you know I ain't really my breathing ain't right out of me. I've been suffering from a cold. Now I'm going, okay, what you're telling me is after I get knocked out tomorrow night, I'm gonna give my interview and be like, well, you know, I had a cold, and see, hey, you're setting it up. That's what you're doing. And the other preemptive strike is the fact that these jive turkeys, let me take it back. These jab turkeys are trying to attack Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube.
And
I mean, they are giving it to them right
now.
They are. Yeah, and they're putting so much pressure on them but they're getting pressure from both ways, too, because they're getting exposed for what we always have known, which is they're censoring, you know, a lot of the right. And now, you know, they're taking a hit. So they're going to have to make
and
a
And I want to add this, Kev. I do not mean to cut you off. On the so-called,
no
whatever label you want to give them, the same way the Republicans have fragments of a party. You got conservatives. You have Tea Party-ish.
Mm-hmm.
You have moderate Republicans. You have Republicans that seem that they're more Democrat than they are Republican. Then you may have an actual Republican. I mean, you get lost in all the labels at the end of the day. So they can wear all these different masks and be whoever they want to be at whatever time, depending on whatever the opportunity is for them.
Absolutely.
So on the left,
mm-hmm.
so I'm just telling you from a person coming from the left, censorship was going on as well on that side because they were controlling the narrative. So
you had
at one point in time when what was going on with 2016, you had liberal media outlets that they're all supposed to be on the same side and stick together. And one day they did about 16 hit pieces on Bernie, manipulating, lying, all these different stories. Of course, everything was to promote, you know, the Wicked Witch, this witch of the West.
And she, hey,
okay?
And she sure is wicked.
Mm-hmm. He never said a word. I'm like, if somebody's smacking me upside the head that much, I'm going to let somebody know. Like, you're going to keep smacking me, and I ain't going to say nothing, not unless I'm in on the deal.
I'm telling you.
Yeah, Bernie got beat up and never opened his mouth.
Nobody don't like no man with no backbone. Are you serious?
Right.
Like, oh, hell no.
And see, that's why after seeing him take that shellacking, you know, get cheated. Hey,
what
here's the bad
hell?
Part. If it was a boxing match, won all 12 rounds, and at the end, they raised Hillary's hand, and yet he didn't even grab the mic and say, this is a bunch of bull crap. My man was like, well,
no,
you know, I'm not
at all.
A good fight. You know what I'm saying? I mean, yeah,
and
the better person.
And,
mine,
let's not forget, it was also reported that the family was threatened. And I don't think that was let me just let you know that it was threatened and told, listen, you better do this, this, and this. Because you got grandchildren, don't you? You want to see them grow. Mm-hmm. You know, that kind of thing. Right. You already know what we're talking about.
You know, imagine how much Trump gets on a regular basis. He's still doing the thing. By the Clinton machine.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Hey, but I'm going to tell y'all right now. I look at what Trump is doing, and I'm thinking, I just try to insert myself into the mind of some of the party establishment. You know, I know they hate him so much because he is everything that they're not. I mean, mm-hmm. he broke every rule that they have in their own little bubble. I mean, he didn't come in the right way. He didn't talk the right way. He's not doing policies the way that they feel it should be done. He has upset the whole apple cart. And then got the nerve to get on TV every chance he gets and mock and laugh at them. And I know it drives him crazy. I know every time Hillary watches him do an interview or a rally, she wants to throw up a little in her mouth, you know. The one that killed me is when he said, he was talking about all of the angry 13 Democrats, you know, against, mm-hmm. right. He was like, some of them went to her celebration party that turned out to be a funeral, you know. I'm cracked up. He's like, you know, started off as a celebration party, turned out to be a funeral, you know, after they lost. And I know when she hears that, it's hard for her to take it. So let me ask y'all this real quick. Who do you think, and coming up in, say, 2020, who do you think is the front runner for the Democratic Party right now? Is there anybody that they can put out there that y'all can honestly say?
As of right now, no. I don't think you're going to see them until, like, around the end of 2019.
Yes.
They're going to wait.
Yeah.
But I'm telling you, they ain't got nothing. Somebody tried to come up to me and tell me about Joe Biden. I said, listen, you mean touchy-feely? Joe Biden? Oh, you mean the video that's already out there about him? Oh, listen. Sorry. Nah. Hated it.
No, but Joe can't get it. Ain't no way in the world.
It's not happening. Kamala? It's not happening. Kamala Harris? No. None of them have flame. None of them have spark. They look boring, square politicians. Nobody's interested. People want outsiders. That's it. They can't match him.
And you got to look at the Democratic Party right now. They're fighting for their life with this midterm election. I mean, they got, 47 seats in the Senate, and they're fighting for 25 of those seats when the Republicans have 51, and they're only, like, fighting for 8. So they have 25 seats that they have to defend this midterm, and I think that's all they're worried about. It's trying to maintain mm-hmm. those seats. I don't think they're worried about, like, 2020 yet.
Yeah.
I don't care about message or anything. It's all about power to them. It's all about power. That's it.
And you know what? If you look at it, the most important election is almost bigger than the presidency is the midterms. I mean, whoever controls the Senate and the Congress, it's the House of Representatives, whoever controls that,
mm-hmm.
because that's who's going to pass or block legislation. And
that's right.
So when it comes to the Democrats, I look at the 2020 elections. You have Pocahontas, which she's garbage. you know.
Her time is done. She had an opportunity. It's done. Yeah. It's done. It's over.
Kamala Harris is trying to, of course, abolish everything that resembles law and order. What did she say?
Did you hear the last thing she's trying to do? Talk about the government subsidizing housing costs in California. Are you crazy? This is what she's saying. This is what she's calling for. So basically, you come over here, y'all better pay my rent. What is this? Are you crazy?
Did anybody ask her? It's like, do you know how much housing is in California? Are you kidding me? I just can't understand.
And you're telling the government to pay for it. Get the hell out of here.
The people who are out here. Say what?
How? You got this big plan, but how?
Exactly. By you paying for it. You nice taxpayers. Come pay for it.
Exactly.
Right. Now, here's the thing. The people who are running for the Democratic Party, if you look at the areas that they represent, oftentimes are so horrific. And I'm thinking, how can you get up there and run for anything when there's poop on the streets in California? You know, Maxine needs to shut her mouth and go sit down. Yeah. First of all, let me ask y'all this. Is Maxine, she's in the House of Representatives. I mean, she's in what? She's not a senator, is she?
No, she covers like the 43rd district.
Is she up for re-election? She's up for re-election. Is she defending?
Yeah, there's a Latino running against her.
Yeah,
man. This is the moment where I wish I was a Californian just for that month. For November, I need to move out there for 1 month. So I can vote against Maxine, Mad Max Waters, and get her out of here.
You know what? I think I haven't seen it yet, but I think it would be very helpful to the cause if, you know, like, I mean, Kev, I've spoken to you before, telling you, sharing with you about some of my colleagues that I work with who are from Ghana, West Africa, and they know more about U.S. immigration policy than Americans. They are very intelligent people. They know Ronald Reagan. Administrations, they know stuff that you'd be like, whoa, really? Oh, well, they feel completely different. I wish you would speak to these people who went through the process. Let them show, because the ones I speak to, they all support Trump, but they're quiet about it. They don't say anything.
Yeah.
They tell me
because
they're like, oh, Shala, I got to be careful. I don't know who may be listening in the office or something. But they're coming after me. this is how they feel. I mean, they make valid points and valid arguments. Speak to them. They don't like it. They don't understand. They're like, these people are they call the Democrats, these people are stupid. He's like, how about these people here? You got in America, you got all these homeless people in the street. Why don't you invite them into your house? You want to take care of them and give them all these resources and stuff. What about these people?
Yeah, that sounds too much like right. And that's what, it's embarrassing sometimes when I listen to some of the stuff that the Democrats argue. And then I actually see people on the street arguing for it. And I try to think to myself, if I wasn't an American and I was watching this, how stupid would this look? How I would think every American is a complete jackass. You know, some of the stuff that they argue for or even argue against, some of the stuff they complain about. I'm sitting there like, are you kidding me? If I was from another country and I saw people walk around with the vagina hat, they were talking about, we're fighting for women's rights. I would be like, man, if y'all don't sit down somewhere, let me ask y'all some. Hey, first of all, let me ask you.
You lead with
question. Emotion
and not logic, and that's the problem.
All emotion.
That's it. The heart it's all emotion.
Hard. Right.
The heart
now, will drive you crazy.
For both of y'all, let me ask
time.
The Hayes brothers first. Then.
Draining. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm going to ask the Hayes brothers, then I'm going to ask you a quick question too, Shala. I want to hear your response from this.
Okay.
First of all, what was the last topic of your last video, Hayes Brothers? What was some of your latest work?
The main thing was it was talking about immigration for the most part. Yeah, cause we had an incident in North Carolina. They were talking about we had an incident in North Carolina where
Orange County,
North Carolina, really ain't that far from where we stay, but where this immigrant, he got pinged because he had to go sign up as a sex offender. So, signed up as a sex offender, ICE pinged him, and they picked him up. Now, he had less than 11-year-old girl, so they picked him up, they took him, and detained him. And then, for some reason, the Orange County Sheriff's Department decided to let him go. Now, they said they had to let him go because constitutionally they couldn't hold him anymore. But he's not a citizen. He's illegal, so how does he have constitutional rights and you just let him go when he's a sex offender?
Wow.
Now, that was the biggest thing that we were talking about in the last video. Yeah, yeah. And also how they was tripping about, you know, Trump threatening to shut down the government if he didn't get the wall. But, yeah, that's pretty much why our video was based upon.
Okay, and I'm coming back in a second. Shala, I know you just dropped a video. What was yours about, a hot topic?
Oh, my last video was, my sleepy video was about shadow banning and how they were suppressing me. on Twitter, in which I learned, I listened to some other YouTubers and got a little bit more information. And I think, when I did that Seth Rich video, which I actually have a follow-up to, when I did that Seth Rich video, I was mentioning on the video how when I was going to tag usual people that I tag, I couldn't find them.
Mm-hmm.
And they wash them out of your drop-down menu. So it doesn't allow you to find people anymore. So, I mean, you're not able to reach a certain audience. So whatever it is that you put out there, it just kind of stays in your little orbit and goes
right.
nowhere. So,
yeah.
And on top of that, they've been just dropping, dumping followers every time. And it seems like every time that viral tweet is retweeted, they continue
mm-hmm.
to take followers off of my numbers. I see new people following, but the numbers are never moving anywhere. It never goes anywhere.
Right. Yeah, they did that with me on YouTube for a while, too. I mean, it's like it came to an abrupt stop all of a sudden. And then, let me tell you something else they're doing. Like, I will drop a video, and they will ban it. I mean, they will demonetize it for a minute, and then if the views start going up real quick, they'll monetize it, and then they'll unmonetize it. They go back and forth. They're like, okay, if we can make some money off of it for a second because it's hot right now, we'll do that. But then we're going to take the monetization off of it, you know, if the traffic slows down or something like that. They real slick with it, man. And I saw someone on TV the other day, and they said, look, man, we have to get them to a point where they at least give a very clear description of what is considered to be a video that requires demonetization because of whatever. What's your guidelines? I mean, is it just some mysterious person watching videos going, I don't like this one? Yeah, it's demonetized.
Yep.
I mean,
Yeah,
there's no guideline, and they don't tell you. They don't say, okay, when you said this right here, you hurt people's feelings. You know,
your
content
is harmful to the community. What content?
Yep.
Based on what? Who's standing?
Right.
What guidelines? There is none.
Yeah,
benefit off of being ambiguous and vague. They're not going to be specific.
Right.
That's the liberal way, right? They don't want solutions. They need problems with everything.
Exactly. And they like to operate in the gray area, so at any given moment, they can come up with some bogus reason why, you know. But let me ask you guys this. So since Trump has been in office, what do you think is – like, they gave a list of all of his accomplishments, things that he's done thus far. What do you think is the greatest accomplishment thus far, and what do you think is the biggest accomplishment that he needs to address, or should I say the biggest policy that he needs to address moving forward?
Huh. Well,
that's two questions, Claire?
Two questions. What's the in your opinion,
the biggest
something that might resonate with you when it comes down to, man, this, what he did up until this point, that right there was hot. And moving forward, he has to focus on this. This is a big topic for you.
Gotcha.
Well, I think really, it's one thing that was kind of big, what I think that was real good for him to do, that kind of should have shut people up. As far as jumping on him, calling him racist and all these other names, was him granting clemency to Alice Johnson, the 63-year-old
mm-hmm.
black woman,
mm-hmm.
granted clemency to her, and then she was like a sixth or seventh person in which he granted clemency to since he's been running, and he's only been in for a year, so I've seen
mm-hmm.
some changes there. So him doing that was a big deal, and that was like, okay, y'all shut up, because he did what Obama did not do, right? So just shut
right.
up. Him doing something that Obama didn't do. He straight up just, like, I ain't gonna say what I'm gonna say. he just dropped it on Kim Jong-un, was like, mine is bigger than yours. And Kim Jong-un was like, okay, fam, we can talk. The whole time, bowing down to him and people just spitting in his face.
Yeah.
And then you finally get the man to the table because you're so shy.
That's true.
But definitely going through what we already on, like, focus, you need to be focusing on that wall, you know, in the border.
Exactly.
You need to be focused on, like, geared in focus on the border stuff. So that's what I think.
There it is. Okay. Shalad, what do you think?
So what I'll say in a nutshell, because at the same time, too, I'm going to have an exit strategy off y'all this wonderful radio show because of my project. I do have to tell you that I do have some exciting stuff going on, apparently, that I'm actually going to be present on Sunday. There is a black conservative movement going on in New York, and I find the people. Yes, there is, and I'm actually meeting up with these folks on Sunday. So that's one thing, but you are going to be hearing about it in the next couple of videos that's coming up. I have like a couple of topics, so that's on the table. But to answer your question, first, to be a selfish, arrogant American, is the economy stupid? So number one, I need to be rolling and I need to feel the prosperity for me to feel optimistic and good about things. And he addressed that first and foremost. I'll say secondly, he made sure he stopped the TPP that hurt Rust Belt states. Lots of regular working day people, he stopped the TPP, which was going to hurt American workers even more. He stopped that. Hillary and Obama was going gun hard for that. If you think it was going to be bad, it was just going to be worse for people in this country. So let's just say that those are two things. If you want to add on all those bonus things, like you was just talking about Alicia Johnson, serial female. Listen, he just excused Dinesh D'Souza too for the way that he went after him. Dinesh was pardoned as well. Yes, North Korea. And what he needs, at the end of the day, what he needs to focus on, he needs to get that wall because his supporters voted for him because they want that wall. Okay?
Yeah.
He wants that wall.
And that's why they're fighting the wall so heavy. Shala, thank you so much for calling in. I see we got another caller. Good luck on that. Let us keep us posted on how things go.
Mr. Hayes Brothers, it was great to speak to you guys. I'm getting off the phone, but I'm going to subscribe to your channel now.
All right. Have a good one, Shabbat. All right, fellas, I'm going to bring in a new caller. Hold on 1 second. Bye-bye. Caller, you are live on the air with Kevin from Kevin's Corner and the Hayes Brothers. Who am I speaking with?
You speak with Benny from Augusta, Georgia.
Benny! From Augusta, Georgia.
Yes, sir.
Every time you hit me with that, I think a little bit of James. the mind the people say of their mind. A little bit of James. PBU. James.
Yeah.
But yeah, man, did you hear some of the stuff we were talking about now? Just real quick, Benny, before we see what's on your mind, I asked a question to the Hayes Brothers and also to the young lady who's on the phone, Shala. And when I look at some of the accomplishments thus far that Trump did, that I would say probably stands out and is one of the most important things, and then the things that I think he needs to focus on moving forward. I'm going to tell you, man, you know, it might be just by default, meaning he happened to be in a position to do it, but man, that Supreme Court justice was big, you know.
Yeah.
that right there is going to shape. It could either make or break America with the Supreme Court justice. Yes, the economy is booming, and I think that's huge too. Because a lot of people, I think, they can't relate or understand the importance of the Supreme Court justice pick. So it might not jump out to the average person how important that is. Right.
Oh, yeah.
But, you know, like they will be able to feel the impact of the economy. That's something tangible that they can see real quick. Like, all right, yeah, you know, I feel that. But, man, you talk about shaping America, you get the wrong Supreme Court justice in there, and it's nothing but activism the whole way. So that's important. And then I will say moving forward, he really has to focus on, you know, illegal immigration, man, because that also, in my opinion, is going to shape the way America – you know, functions politically. If we don't do something, like this is our last shot to do something about illegal immigration. Trump is it. Once he's out, whoever else gets in, most likely, with the exception of maybe Pence, but, you know, they're going to do everything they can to make sure another Republican don't get elected after Trump is out of there. And if a traditional Republican gets back in, the chances of getting some real immigration reform are going to be zero to none,
And in the next 10 to 20 years, the whole geographics, the whole dynamics of America, everything will be changed. Yeah. And I don't think people realize how important immigration, controlling it, is. Because what binds us all together is commonality, is experiences, is a sense of pride, unity, culture. And when you look at allowing people to violate our immigration policies, they're not coming in with the same level of love, respect, and desire to be an American.
Nope.
If somebody who stands in line, you know, hey, you're going to get people who more so are looking at America as opportunities versus I want to be a part of something great. And now when you have that, think about this, y'all. If one of us knew we could benefit off of smuggling ourselves into Russia, and, you know, we like, man, we get to Russia, we can make a couple million, you know, and then send it back to our family in the United States. We wouldn't be going there to assimilate into Russia.
Nope.
We wouldn't be going there trying to, like, man, I can't wait to get to Russia and learn Russian. I can't wait to go to Moscow. I'm going to learn how to dance, you know, all of that stuff. You know how they be doing little high knee kicks. No, I'm not interested in none of that stuff. You know, so
nope, I'm not going there to be a Russian. I'm going there to be in Russia.
Exactly.
That's coming to be in America. It's coming to America.
Right. And so now if we don't control immigration, you're going to get the same thing in America that's going on in Europe, where France is just overwhelmed right now with illegal immigrants, and they're not assimilating, you know. And if you have, it's like, I mean, if anybody who knows the Bible, the Tower of Babel, when everybody's languages got divided, they couldn't function. As a country, they were like, man, we ain't got nothing in common. Y'all don't know what I'm talking about. I don't know what y'all talking about. We ain't even got the same experiences. You know, let's get at it. Let's bounce. You know, and so, I think what the media is great at is blurring the lines when it comes down to immigration and illegal immigration. And they're trying to push the narrative that Trump is against immigration. And nobody, I'm not even against immigration. I think we should control immigration, how many people come in per year, you know, what can we tolerate, what can't we tolerate. But what we don't want is just on one side of America, people just bum rushing us. That makes us look so weak that we're sitting here, the most powerful country on the planet, and we can stop this. I mean, it's obvious. We can stop it because the bottom line is people ain't jumping over the Russia border. They ain't jumping over the Chinese border. They ain't jumping over the North Korean border. And so if we can stop it, it's just we are not doing what we need to do to stop it because there are people in power who really don't want to stop it. And that's the most frustrating part is they're trying to make it look like it's greater than me, which is it's such a sorry excuse. Like, what, we can't even stop it. Y'all are greater than us. I'm like, oh, we need some hardcore people in Congress right now. So what's going on, Benny? What's on your mind tonight, man? You got me and you got the Hayes brothers on the line. Talk to us, man.
Oh, well, I say just to piggyback on the immigration thing, it's very important. I don't think people really understand the true significance of controlling our borders. And I was just watching something today earlier, and this happened maybe a few days ago. But on the coast of Spain, they've been having ships, small rafts of hundreds and hundreds of North Africans coming onto their shores, and while people's at the beach in Spain just enjoying themselves, and here you see a whole bunch of Africans, North Africans coming in, and they're just hundreds and hundreds, and they're coming in, they're terrorizing Spain, they raping the women, and they're doing all these things, and they're changing the fabric of every country that they come into. And if we don't have a wall, if you look at, all you got to do is like I tell people, like I tell my little nieces and nephews and young folks, look at people around you. You see, look at the choices that they've made and then learn from their actions. Well, when it comes to immigration, just look at Europe. Look at Great Britain. They have what you call no-go zones. What do you mean, right. Tell me you are? You mean tell me you're a refugee and you just came to my country and you've taken over my country and I can't come in your neighborhood,
right?
Because I'm an infidel, as you say. So, and you change the laws, and if anyone says anything about the religion of peace, that's sarcasm. But if anyone says something about the religion of peace, then you make them out to be, you know, such terrible people, and like the guy, his name is missing me from right now, but they locked him up for reporting on a pedophile ring while that was in a courtroom set. That was in court. Mm-hmm. He was outside the courthouse saying, right. Hey, we got this pedophile trial going on, and they just happened to be Muslim. They locked him up.
Yeah.
They locked him up, and they commanded the media to not report on it, and they have not reported on it. Just you have, like, underground cells that may have been reporting what's going on. And this man, I mean, the borders are very important. So we've got to get the wall, man. We've got to get the wall.
And you know what? It would be no different than somebody, you come home from work, they're in your house, you ask them to leave, and they say, no, not only are we leaving, but this section of the house now belongs to me, and you can't come in that side. You can't come home.
Yeah, exactly.
You know?
Exactly.
The den, the living room, the basement, all me. You stay on your side, okay? You know. And by the way, I'm offended that you even asked me to leave. You're a racist. Get out of here.
Tommy Robinson, that's his name.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Right.
This
man could die, man. They could kill him in there.
You know, and that just goes to show their efforts to cover up this ridiculous acceptance, this push to be inclusive and intolerant to everybody. Everybody's, and I'm going, listen, man, you got to be a jerk sometimes in leadership. I mean, let's be real. If I got a house and I got kids and I got a family, if somebody knock on my door in the middle of the night and it's raining, I don't care if it's raining, lightning, thunder,
and they talking about
my car down the street broke down, my kids in there, man, can I come in and use the phone? I'm like, Now, I don't care if my kids are saying, Dad, you're horrible, they're in trouble. I don't care if my wife is saying, babe, they look nice, you should let them in. I'm going, okay, that's all fun and games until we're tied up in the basement with a gag in our mouth, and I'm looking
at you guys
like, y'all want me to, you know.
Now, I might let you in, but you're going to have a bead on your forehead the whole time you're in my house.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, that's right. There you go.
Here's my solution. Help them where they're at. See, my thing would be stay right there. I'm going to slide the phone under the door, like back up a little bit. I'm going to slide the phone out and you can call. Yeah, because see.
No, I don't want you to steal my phone.
Right. Hey, nowadays, this ain't old school where you just had to.
You,
these phones would be hitting for $900 nowadays. You're like, whoa. Hey, guys, we got to call her. Hold on. Hey, I'm going to bring somebody in.
Yeah. I'm thinking about that again. Yeah.
You're right. Hey, caller, you're on the line. We got a couple people on here. We got my man Benny from Augusta, Georgia. We got the Hayes brothers from Carolinas. Who am I speaking with?
Hey, how you doing? You're speaking with George from Florida.
Okay, who'd you say? I'm sorry.
You speaking with George from Florida?
Okay, what's going on?
Somebody keep talking. No, go ahead.
Yeah, We on here having a good chat, man. Right now, it seems like it's the fellas. We holding it down. What's on your mind?
I was just thinking about when you guys were talking about the borders, and then when you hear these people, you know, come on TV, these democratic socialists, and they talk about Medicare for all and free housing, this, that, and the third. I just wonder how could you accomplish all this if you're not for closing the borders, because one thing they'll do is the rebuttal to the Venezuela argument, what they'll say to you is that, no, they're trying to be like more like the Nordic countries or the European countries. But what they're not telling you is that those European countries, like Switzerland, sorry, like Sweden and Denmark and all them, they have extremely tough immigration laws there. Not only that, it's literally their populations are nowhere near as big as the U.S.
None.
And a lot of, and the Denmark president, he actually called out Bernie Sanders on Twitter and said that, do not call us a socialist country. We are a social democracy, not a socialist country.
Right. See, and I think, you know, I get the feeling that the Democratic Party is just pulling stuff out the butt. They are operating in complete chaos. And I'm thinking, I think really if you go into like a meeting room, you would just see monkeys jumping on tables, like, I mean, and papers flying everywhere. And I'm thinking to myself, do y'all ever think about what comes out of your mouth and then prepare for a follow-up question to explain how that will work? And see, that's what they've been getting away with. Nobody says, okay, stop right there. How is that going to work? They just allow them to throw stuff out there and never say, okay, that sounds great. Yeah,
I agree. But
everybody,
you have a lot of conservatives. You have a lot of conservatives who really don't know how to rebuttal that when they bring up European countries.
That's the problem.
And it's like, dude, like Sean Hannity the other night, not the other night, but he was talking about Alexandria, whatever the girl name
Cortez.
Is, and he brought up a platform. He brought up a platform with these bullet points. But my thing is, he didn't deconstruct none of it. He just left the bullet points up there, and it's bullet points that nobody would disagree with. And I think that's the problem. These conservatives need to be a lot smarter in their tactics and on tackling a question like that, because that's one thing a lot of the liberals aren't telling you, is that these Nordic countries have extremely tough immigration laws.
Mm-hmm. And a good person who does a job of that, like Jesse Waters, he will break that down sometimes. Somebody else who gets in and unravels
Tucker.
It.
I like Tucker.
Me too. Love him.
Because he actually gets them in front of him, and they talk face to face.
Like he makes them sound. He asks questions that you're sitting back like, ooh, how are they?
That's right.
He will expose. He will if you. Are a politician, that's not the show to go on if you, you know,
that's
ain't trying
right.
to control because he would
no.
get a piece. But, you know, I look at this whole push for, you know, the socialist movement and so on and so forth, and I think to myself, okay, you know, when you look at socialism, I just made a video about it. What is the incentive? If people got wind that... Okay, we're going to go ahead and take money from the average person and just put it in a big pot and distribute it the way we think. And pretty much, there's no incentive for you to be better than the next man because everybody's going to get equal, you know, stuff, resources. Do you know how quick that would kill progress? I mean, all of these people out here are talking about, yeah, I want some Nikes. Nah, man, you're getting shoes now. That's it. You talk about, yeah, can I get that Mercedes? Nah, man, we just making cars. That's it.
Cars.
No name brand, nothing. Because why would I just did a video about this. I'm thinking if this was a socialistic country, think about what that does to healthcare quality. Because I'm not going to go to school to be a neurosurgeon for 12 years. And come out, and the guy that went to school for a couple years to be a chiropractor is making the same amount as me. You know, I might as well just go on an assembly line somewhere. Right. You know, and I'm going, y'all are going to ruin. And I'm going to tell y'all right now,
it's not realistic.
And you look at the positive progress that we have made since the president's been in office and the stuff that we could have done if there wasn't so much obstruction and all that stupid stuff that's going on.
Uh-huh.
But when you look at that, the Democrats are willing to unravel all of that.
They're
willing to get in and say, you know what? Let's ruin the economy so Trump will look bad, even though we're the ones that will
ruin
it.
That's right.
You know?
That's right.
I mean, and
an argument they tried to use in Trump reign.
Yeah.
Would you say?
I said, it's funny, that's the same argument they tried to use when Trump was running for president. It was like,
Yeah, Trump's gonna come in just he's coming in to blow up the whole structure of the nation. And now you
yeah.
Right. And it's almost like everything that they said that the man was going to do, it the opposite happened. But they never say we're wrong. They never go back and say, you know what?
Kevin, just to chime in and tell what the caller said, like I know they were looking into this and they were saying the whole what the caller said about the free self-care law or whatever that little plan to kind of get them for now. They did a study into it and it would cost around like $36 or $37 trillion. So,
yeah.
I mean, you look at that. That's pretty much double the national debt. I mean, the national debt started from 1775. So,
mm-hmm.
And we're at 20 something, and that's pretty much double that, almost. So, come on, and they're trying to implement this right away. So, how are you going to rack up that much money from 200 years in a year or two? That's ridiculous. It makes zero sense whatsoever.
Right.
I agree.
You know. But I'm gonna tell you, man, the Democrats, they're not interested in making sense, you know,
no.
at all. They are interested in saying, okay, whatever we need to say is opposite of President Trump, let's say it,
That's
even
right.
if it sounds ridiculous, you know. And if I was Trump, you know how I would win the midterm elections, the November elections.
What?
I was joking, but hey, I said if I was him, I would endorse every Democratic person running.
so they can divide.
Right. Hey, 24 would be voting against him. Hey, you know what's funny?
Yeah.
What are they gonna do? Reject his endorsement? I would love to see how they respond to that.
Can I ask you guys a question?
Yeah. Yeah, sure.
I just wanted to hear y'all take on the whole Jim Acosta being heckled down here in my state.
Oh, I love it. I love it. Let me tell you, I'm gonna tell you. I just did a video on that too. I haven't uploaded it yet. Okay. So I saw them asking Sarah Huckabee today about it, you know, and they're trying to act like they're now sensitive, you know. Is it Sarah? Is it okay that Jim Acosta can't do his job because he's being heckled? And Sarah was like, look, we don't support anybody calling for violence. Nobody calling for violence. But we do support free speech. And Jim came there. He came to that environment, okay? It ain't so you take, for example, Sarah Huckabee was out at a restaurant minding her own business. People came to her to harass her. Jim Acosta knew exactly the environment he was walking into, okay? He knows he came there. I'm like, dude, you came to us. So don't get mad when we exercise our freedom of opinion and say CNN sucks. And y'all keep coming back, and y'all cruising for a bruising. You know how we feel about it.
Exactly.
You know, and so you come there, you know, you expect them to accommodate you after the garbage that you pulled. Kim Jong-un, are you going to give up your nukes? President Trump, how do you feel about the stuff that CNN pulls and Jim Acosta, you know, pulls. And then all of a sudden now, he wants to get sensitive about getting her, you know, shouted down. You know, frankly, I wish it was so loud we couldn't hear nothing that was coming out of his mouth. You know?
But my thing is, this is the same network that pretty much, after the whole Charlottesville thing, they pretty much was rooting for Antifa, a left-wing group that literally terrorizes anybody, innocent people at that. That they have, but they have that they believe is a Trump supporter or a conservative, and
mm-hmm.
this network literally, advocated for them. Not to mention the violence that happens against conservatives and Trump supporters. They never reported.
Never
reported. So when it happens to one of their own, in Jim Acosta, now all of a sudden, history is being made. This is something we've never seen before. You are ages of division in many ways. Come on, CNN.
Absolutely. Absolutely. and then they want to get sensitive. That's what cracks me up. You know, I'm thinking only when it happens to y'all, y'all want to get hypersensitive and talk about they're yelling at us and they're saying bad things, you know, but yet they would sit back and turn a deaf ear to Antifa, a deaf ear to MS-13, you know. I mean, It's crazy the stuff that they support.
And that's why you got to love freedom of speech, because guess what? They can't do a darn thing about it.
Yep. And they're trying to.
They're like the woman kicking the restaurant. I mean, that was her. That's her right. That's her business. You don't want her to kick out. But look what happens to your business after you do
they
it.
They shut it down.
They shut that down. The Redhead is shut down.
Yep.
Rightfully so, personally.
Yep. And she, you know what's funny?
That's how we do it.
The sad part about that.
Our dollars.
She didn't have to do that. She basically said, I'm going to go out. See, and that's where the left goes wrong. They overestimate how many Americans hate the country, you know?
Yep.
I mean, it's one of those things. They sit back and they think, this is a noble thing to do, and I'm going to take a stance. And in reality, they're saying, about
you buy
and shoot my own business right in the foot. NFL, you know, they're talking about, Trump basically is controlling the NFL coaches
and
making them do what he wants them to do. And I said, no, the NFL coaches are responding to the will of the people, because the assumption was we're going to make this decision because the people are going to say, yeah, Trump's evil. And they went out and they did it, and it backfired, and they rating it out. And sure enough, now they're going, uh-oh. Yeah, now they got to walk it back. And the left is not learning that. I'm thinking, y'all just think the average person is walking around going, man, I hate America. I hate the flag. I hate everything. You know, and for them to do that to Sarah Huckabee and think that there wouldn't be, she probably thought that she was going to get praised. And here's the funny part. All of those people on the left that encourages this type of behavior, where are they at? Are they helping her? You know, are they financing her restaurant to get back up? Nothing. They just left her hanging at this point. You know, her business is gone. She took a stance, made a decision. They used it for that moment.
She's stupid.
And then now they're out.
She's just stupid. She's stupid. Yeah. Because at the end of the day, don't get me wrong. I do believe in private ownership, and that if you want to kick you, I do it all the time. If you don't want to allow somebody to come in, then you have every right not to allow them to come in, not to eat there. But she's stupid, because at the end of the day, stuff like that can surely backfire you. Because if I just kick somebody out, they could tell their people not to come to my business, and that could potentially hurt me. So that was just stupid. What she did.
Stupid. You are, as a business owner, it's the same thing. It's the same thing with Delta. All of them that was like, oh, now people in the NRA can't fly on. And I'm thinking, do y'all not realize that the NRA has millions of, people?
And when they saw the backlash and them losing money, they immediately reversed that policy, too. They reversed it because they saw the backlash that came right out of that.
Yeah. Yeah, and I'm thinking, and see, here's the funny thing. Nobody is going to these companies making them come out with these stupid things. They just feel like, okay, this looks like this would be a great decision right now. Let me jump out there and make this happen, and people will praise us. And I'm going, instead of just being quiet and remaining neutral, just being a business and a company, y'all, for whatever reason, gamble and just said, you know what, this might look good for us. Let's step out and do this. And not realize that you just isolated half of your audience. Yeah. It's stupid.
Yeah.
It is absolutely
ridiculous. There's another business down the street that is the same as that thing.
Right. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah, man. So you just can't make this stuff up. It's crazy. Hey, guys, before we all get ready to get out of here, I got one more question. What is going on with the whole Robert Mueller / them going after Manafort / the whole corruption thing? Are we going to get some justice, or do y'all think that they just going to slide by like always? And, you know, how do you think this all going to play out? Or do you think they're just going to fade out with the Mueller investigation, or you think they're going to ride it out to the end of his presidency? How's this going to play out?
Like straws and investments. Well, not in California, then I guess. But it has a play, and it has a ploy. They're just throwing stuff out there and they run out, and they're gonna keep it running.
Yeah, and I think really now it's
Like, you just look at all the nasty been thrown around, even like the big hot topic but that's pretty much the division. Like, you got the gun. That's one big thing. 2A. That's a real big thing. Second Amendment. Every time something goes down, they're going to try to report on it and blow it to be something that goes not. Because that's a big issue. It's a losing issue for the Democrats, but it is a big issue there. And then we got freedom of speech. We got so many things that we can have division with the left and the right. But they're boosting that up because what? Midterm elections are in November. So they're going to be pushing this stuff, I think, hardcore until November is what I think.
Yep.
After November,
as we get closer to November, they're going to pull all types of antics out. Yep. Totally agree.
Yeah. Yeah, my thoughts exactly, because I think they got a gut feeling that the polls is not really true when it comes to this blue wave they're expecting.
Oh, the Democrats, there was an article today that November of last year, they were literally up from the Republicans like 26 points to win the midterms. Now it's down to 5.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of them are actually in trouble, and I'm honestly thinking is that people are having enough of these protest groups. They're going online and they're seeing how supposed leftists or far left people are behaving. Like the boy who got the drink thrown in his face from wearing a MAGA hat at some Whataburger.
Oh.
You know that stuff. You know that stuff infuriates people. And when I'm on Twitter, I'm seeing all these leftists actually defending something like that, which amazed the hell out of me.
Hold on. I might have to make a video on this one. What happened? Somebody got hit in the face with a brick?
No,
no.
With a drink. a little 16-year-old white kid. And he was wearing a MAGA hat.
Right. And you're talking about when the guy went into the restaurant, took his hat off his head, the drink in his face?
Yeah.
Okay, I was about to get ready to get physical, man. I'm like, they hit people with bricks now? I'm like, oh, no, man, I'm coming out of retirement.
That propaganda channel known as the Young Turks, we made a video about it, and they pretty much defended the adult who did this foolishness.
Wow.
Oh,
God.
Yeah,
hey, check it out. I almost forgot this. Did anybody see the video of the Young Turks who... They when they first heard about the 91-year-old man who got beat up by a lady and was told to go back to his country,
mm-hmm.
they made a video, and the guy from the Young Turks the whole time was going in. You know who does this? Racist Trump supporters.
Uh-huh.
This encouraged by the White House. And then the next thing that came out, there was a girl named like LaQuisha something. And, man, you should have saw the guy from the Young Turks squirming. Trying to walk,
but he didn't backtrack or apologize though. He doubled down a little bit, but he didn't apologize and said, "Oh, okay, well I was wrong. This was what happened." He didn't even do none of that. He just pretty much doubled down.
Right.
Yep. On Facebook, who be sharing these videos? The Young Turks is a propaganda channel. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I've seen them way too many times spread out things that were just basically pretty much false.
Right. Yeah, they're horrible. You said what now?
Oh, that's so good. I said, you don't see none of that stuff get demonetized.
No.
You don't never see that stuff get demonetized whatsoever. But that's because we all know he's the guy, Sank. He's actually friends with the CEO of YouTube. He's actually friends or something like that. I know he meets with them. I know he meets with them for sure because there was articles on it.
Well, hey, I tell you what we need to do, man. We need to keep our ear to the street. And fellas, if y'all have not checked out my boys down there in North Carolina, the Hayes Brothers, y'all got to check out their channel, man. It's great. And
all right,
I
will check it out.
Get out of here. I want the Hayes Brothers. Tell us, man, where can we find some stuff? And y'all have anything y'all working on now? I know y'all always reporting something interesting.
Like I said, on YouTube, it's the Hayes Brothers. On Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, it's at Brothers Hayes.
At Brothers Hayes. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to go ahead and post a link on my Facebook, Kevin's Corner page, for people to check it out. so they can, you know, reach all out, man, because we want to keep the word
going.
All
right, y'all. Have a good one.
And I'm going to tell y'all, fellas, I appreciate y'all calling in. It ain't nothing like hearing the brothers get together and talk about these
That's
things.
Yeah.
You know, I never want the perception to be that black men are not involved in politics or educated about it. I mean, it's, granted, I love to see people in general be educated about politics, but you know, you know, it's personal. It's personal. You know, I mean, I kind of feel real good when I see, you know, a lot of the brothers who, because the stereotype is we don't support that type of stuff.
Yeah, that's right. And it's great to see
the stereotype broken, you know, and defied. So I'm so glad you guys called in, man. We're going to shut it down for tonight. Because guess what? Kevin and Kevin Corner is sleeping. I'm about to go to sleep, y'all. Hey, I've been up for 24 hours. Hey, I said earlier before the show, I said, man, it's going to be like, all right, everybody, welcome to Kevin and Kevin's Corner. But hey, man, I cannot tell you how much I appreciate you guys calling in. And I just want to thank everybody out there to listen to Kevin and Kevin's Corner for checking me out and supporting me. And let's keep this thing going. The next week, you know, I'll be back with the same time, same place, and I'm going to get me some sleep. I'm going to be focused.
Yeah.
So, God bless everybody. God bless
all
America.
You too, man.
And let's stay up. Hey, brothers, you know we're going to see each other real soon, too, man. We all got to get together.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Y'all in North Carolina?
Yep.
Or North Carolina. It's North Carolina. Man, I might have to make a trip down there, man. Come down there and start some ruckus, you know. That's right. That's what's up. All right, man. All right. God bless. And we'll talk to y'all soon.
Appreciate it.
Okay. Bye-bye.